to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Because he was in danger.
Oh, really? We are going live now with Jonathan Gray, one of the most important people we have on the show. And I believe you have a prophetic apostolic calling. And you have a unique set of talents. And you've been around the world for many years doing archaeological investigations. And your initial way that you converted yourself into becoming a Christian, you were confronted by a non-Christian who wondered if you knew about the astrological signs, and you did your own investigation to prove to yourself that, in fact, the signs were in the heavens long before even Judaism or Christianity existed, that were put there by the Most High God, prophesying the incarnation of the Creator in human flesh. And in fact, these star signs, or the imprintation of God into the creation of even the star positions and the, if you want to call it, the intelligence in the universe, was laid out so that every nation and every people on earth, including even the natives, knew about these ancient facts. And now, of course, you're going to talk about today about the about some major issues, new issues about Noah's Ark. Now, why is this all coming out now? It's coming out now to convince people to, number one, believe the Bible, which is written by God, and God transcends time and space. In other words, God is the ultimate author. He may go through a prophet or an apostle or somebody he speaks to write something down, but the author of the Bible is God. It's not a man. And God does not have to be wavering. He doesn't have to try to calculate what the future is going to be. Where God is, there's no such thing as a past or future. To God, everything is now. There's no such thing as dimension of size, space, or time. To God, he is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. People don't grasp that, but that's kind of the characteristics of the Creator. He is ultimate. He's beyond creation, isn't he?
That's right.
So
let's
go into and by the way, when you go to the third heaven, where you know ultimately go, even if you had an extended lifespan on earth for say 1,000 years or 200 years, when you go to the third heaven and you're with God, only those who are in his will can go there. Now, I want to say this so people can grasp it. You can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. If you do what's right in your own eyes, it's a pathway to destruction. In fact, it's the definition of evil. With the serpent told Eve, which is already, hey, you graduated, you're smart, you've already named all the animals, you're over 900 years old with Adam. You don't need to consult God anymore. In fact, when God saw them in the garden after this confrontation by the serpent, God saw them naked. They weren't just physically naked, they were spiritually naked because they didn't have the covering of God on them with prayer and meditation and letting the Urim and Thummim stones of their spirit tell them if something was true or not or what they should do. So people have to understand, there's nicer people than me aren't going to live in eternity. Do you like that? There's nicer people than me that are not going to live in eternity. And the only ones that are going to live in eternity, and by the way, some of them are going to shock you. There are people who were murderers, rapists, etc., but they repented and God sanctified them. So some of the people making it to the next level are people you'd never expect. They're in, they're on death row in prison, and they're repented. And other people that you think are pretty dang nice, they're basically so self-centered and narcissistic and not doing good things out of the will of God. They're doing things to feed their own ego. So it's a little scary, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it surely is.
So let's get into the Noah, because I think these facts are coming out about Noah and many other things.
Because
it's God trying to tell us, believe my book, believe my prophets and apostles, because they're the only ones bringing spiritual manna to feed your soul. And that's why we have a hopeless society. We have a hopeless society because people are not getting spiritually fed. And the churches now, to me, are apostate. They're creating what I call plastic spiritual food that is not going to nourish your soul. And they're actually creating a people that think they're rapping on the door of heaven, but their knuckles are on fire. How's that?
Well, That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead with your story about Noah's Ark, because there's a lot of new information on it, right?
Now, actually, it's one of five discoveries. I think that certain events now are shaping around them. And the unthinkable is happening, Dr. Bill. A handful of elite Christians have joined atheists and witches to attack five major archaeological discoveries. Now, why would they do this? Mm. How could this be? What biblical discoveries could unite spiritists, atheists, and a handful of self-proclaimed Christian leaders to side together? Well, the truth is these finds, like no others in history, are drawing thousands and thousands of men and women to a new life with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Their life-changing impact is phenomenal. And against these discoveries, the devil is waging a war that is far more than normal. Its intensity also is supernatural.
Right.
And as we approach history's final showdown between Satan and Christ, the devil is pulling out all stops to discredit God's final messages of hope.
Right.
Now, can you think of a more subtle way than by using, inciting, shall we say, self-righteous Christians to join in with atheists and witches to quote and support each other in the same spirit? Is it possible that some churchmen could actually fall for this? Indeed, it's true. It's happening. And now remember how first century church leaders attributed Jesus' work to Satan. Well, as we come down toward the end of time, it's happening again. They will not even know they're working against God. Remember what Jesus actually told us to expect. He says, the time comes that whoever kills you will think they're doing God a service.
Right.
And what I would love to share over the next few programs will reveal what's really happening behind the scenes. The supernatural entities that are working on both sides and the results. It's actually an amazing story of tragedies and triumphs. And I feel honored that the Lord has permitted me to be part of this. A prophecy for today tells us, it's actually in the book of Jeremiah, it says that God will do something to call all non-believers and show them that he really is God. And they will say, surely our fathers have taught us lies. Well, now this once, God will cause them to see his hand and his might in the past, in history, and they shall know that he is about to intervene again for the final time. And they will say, we are seeing it with our very own eyes. Now, that's a prophecy in the Bible.
Right.
Now, I'm convinced that the discoveries that we'll talk about will play a big part in this by revealing God's hand and his might in his past acts, where he interrupted history. Now, it's very, very interesting that in the report of what God did in the Red Sea, where he dried up from before his people for them to escape as Pharaoh's army was behind them, and then he caused the sea to come right back and drown the pursuers. And it's called, actually, in the book of Joshua, the hand of the Lord who is mighty. So actually that's a link, a word link, to the prophecy of Jeremiah that his hand and his might will be revealed in the end times.
Right.
And in his love and mercy, God will provide evidence of his hand and his might in history just when it's needed, just prior to the mightiest intervention of all, the second coming.
Right. Now, by hand and might, what you're saying is these are archaeological and other proofs that the Bible is true, is what you're saying. So things like...
Yes, and it proves that God is about to interrupt history again, just as he did on these and past occasions.
Right, so what are you saying
when
is...
When the whole world could see that this was a supernatural event.
Okay, so what are the two or three major facts say about Noah and Noah's Ark? Because I know you can actually go to a Noah's Ark reproduction now in America. I think, I don't know what, it's on the East Coast, the actual reproduction of the Ark. So you can go and actually see it. It's enormous, isn't it?
Well, yes, an interesting thing was that Ark Museum Had to call on the insurance company recently after huge flooding to repair the flood damage. The flooding, original ark never had to worry about that.
Well, no, flooding, you mean inside the ark because of rain, or what happened?
Flooding because the road was washed out leading up to it, and people couldn't get in or out.
Yeah, but the ark is actually not floating in the water. It's actually on land. Is that right?
That's right, yes. But Noah's one, actually, they didn't need an insurance company to keep them afloat.
No. The story is actually kind of almost... God has a sense of humor. People have to kind of get why God has a sense of humor. Because he told Noah, who was a little wine bibber, to start building it. And he convinced his three sons to help him build this ark. And it took him well over 100 years, didn't it?
Oh, yes, 120 years.
Right, and when they built the ark, the ground was dry. I mean, it was sitting on the ground, and now everybody was laughing at him and joking at him and kind of... And then it started raining. And then, of course, Noah then received a message to start doing supernatural things to call forth the various animals and start putting, you know, a sample of animals into the ark.
Yes.
To preserve them. You know, not only the ruminating animals that they need for farming and so on, but others. And what people have to understand, even when they got their message that it's time that we're going to start seeing it dry up, he had a dove come back with a branch in its mouth and indicated that there was land, right?
Yep. And that growth was beginning again.
Right. And so what people need to start grasping here is, and it's actually been confirmed in the biology of the planet, that there's the waters above, you know, the air and the atmosphere and the oceans and the lakes. But it's an air, there's water beneath. I'm going to be having the program a scientist from Northwestern University who's researching a thing called ringwoodite. Have you ever heard of that term, ringwoodite?
Oh, heard of it, yeah.
Ringwoodite is a rock that actually makes up most of the mantle. It goes down, a couple thousands of miles. And the mantle, actually, 10% of that rock actually is up 5 to 10% is water. And when the ringwoodite releases water, it's the primary thing that actually creates magma, because when water hits hot rocks under high compression and gravity, they turn into liquid rock, which is called magma. So all the volcanoes and all of the tectonic plate movement on the Earth is actually driven, believe it or not, by water released from ringwoodite. Isn't that interesting?
Very, very fascinating, yeah.
Right, and it's the waters of the deep. In fact, he did a calculation, and I have his books, by the way. I'll be getting him on the program. The amount of water actually just stored up in the underground, and there's giant, we call batholiths, or oceans of water under the earth, besides the fact there's still lots of water in the rocks that hasn't been released yet. But the amount of water in the so-called batholiths underneath the continents and so on underneath the tectonic plates is 10 times bigger than all the water above the earth, including the oceans. That's pretty cool.
The great fountains of the deep, yeah.
Right. And what the Bible says, which nobody else, including just recently, disputes the fact the waters of the deep were in the Bible thousands of years ago, saying, hey, the great waters of the deep and the waters of the sky both came down and created this. Now, it's been postulated that the axis of the earth and the climate was different. There wasn't a polar climate, there was a difference in the climate, so there wasn't even a rainbow, that the climate of the Earth was pretty well even all over the planet. Isn't that interesting?
It was, yes. Like a spring-like loveliness from pole to pole.
Right, and the other thing that's interesting is that the magnetic flux field of the Earth, at the time even of Adam and Eve 7,000 years ago, was 4,000 times stronger, which induces life extension. Did you know that if you actually physically tried to create some of the larger even animals or beasts, or even the so-called dinosaurs, that they couldn't exist on an Earth with a magnetic field as weak as ours now? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Their bones wouldn't actually have enough inductive field to actually even physically exist. So, and it's estimated, by the way, I think you mentioned this before, that the altar that they discovered from the Noah's Ark in Turkey, that and the altar that was put up there when they landed up in the mountains that Adam and Eve and their three sons were considerably taller than us, weren't they? How tall were they estimated?
Oh well, we've got skeletons up to 20 feet tall being found.
Right. In fact, the number that I've heard from my sources is that Adam was at least 18 feet tall. Eve was 13 foot 6. And the sons of Adam were about, you know, the sense of nowhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. You get emergency foods for your supply preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And it's everywhere. It's in every country on Earth now, including even your home country that's off, way off in the end of the world, New Zealand.
Very interesting.
Fascinating, eh? But I have a way of blocking it now. Jamming frequency antenna system. And welcome back. So, Jonathan, tell us more about facts about the Noah's Ark, because this is really important. People need to realize what you're doing is you're providing further evidence in your main website, which is beforeus.com. And your ebooks and so on are essential reading. I tell people you got to get these books, these videos, these materials, because you got to start realizing the Bible is not just written by a whole series of people that consider themselves narcissistically prophets. They're people that developed a relationship with God, and He actually dictated the books through dreams, visions, or audibly to them to write down. So the author is not a scribe. They're just a scribe. The author is God. People need to get that. The Bible's not written by a man. It's written by the Creator. It's beyond time, space, and dimensions, and has no limit of intelligence. Or the only one who can do good is God. Only one. Anybody who thinks they can do good otherwise without God's help is delusional, aren't they?
That's right. Without His Spirit, nothing
can be. And by the way, it gives you great series of freedom, because you don't have to do things to get God to love you. He loves you even if you're a murderer. He wants you to repent and turn back to Him. But people don't get that. They want to think that, and then high-level masonry all teaches this, no matter how, you know, if it's apostate Christianity, Muslim, you know, transhumanist, whatever, they all teach you can do so many good works and it neutralizes the bad works you do. Not true. And this is the lesson, unfortunately, that Eve and Adam learned when they were turfed out of the garden because they thought they'd graduated and they didn't have to consult God. Not so. If you don't consult God with the yes-no stones in you, and that's why this knowledge about Noah's Ark and other truths at the time of the end is, because the deception is going to be so strong, it says in the Bible, even those who are called the elite or the elect will actually succumb to the lie of the mark of the beast. It's not just getting a chip in you. It's accepting something like this new miniseries on TV. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called The Feed, where they put a chip in you and you can actually have your consciousness shared. So you can have shared dreams with somebody thousands of miles away, or download the consciousness of somebody that's a dead relative before they die, and you can actually exist in a sense a connected cyberspace, which is really, really, really evil. Okay? Of course, this miniseries is available now on Amazon Prime, so I've been starting to look at it and think, oh my gosh, this is all the things I'm most fearful of where we're going. And the Bible prophesied, in fact, they shall create an image of the beast, so that all those who do not buy or sell, it's not just buying and selling. It's actually like, you know, the Minority Report, they want to know your consciousness. So knowing about things like the archaeology and the facts behind the Noah's Ark and these other things you've talked about is not a peripheral thing. It's a proof that the Bible's true, and you better heed it or you're going to suffer for it, right?
Well, we're told that in a prophecy for today, that God is going to show the unbelievers His hand and His might. And each event from the past that we've listed in the discoveries, there are five of them, is an omen of something coming very soon in the future.
Right.
Each was a unique intervention in history. I'll just mention them very quickly.
Right.
The great flood, of which the ark is evidence, was the first great worldwide intervention of history, where God brought an end to the world that was, and preserved a group of faithful people to start again.
Right.
And then the raining down of sulfur balls on Sodom and Gomorrah, that was a unique event. It's never happened before or since. That event was an intervention of the Creator again.
Right. I think you
and
told me at one of the previous shows
the Red
that you
sea
actually
opening.
You actually,
the whole sea opened up, and the Creator rescued His people, who were not armed, from an army that was a superpower's army and destroyed the superpower. That was a unique intervention in history.
Right.
And when He came down on Mount Sinai and proclaimed His laws to the people who had forgotten them, and told them to share it with the whole world. That was a unique intervention of history. God has never come down and spoken to a whole nation of people audibly with a fire that was visible in the past. So these are interventions which are unnatural. They're supernatural. They are omens of the greatest intervention in history ever, when Jesus Christ returns to end the New World Order. And that itself is now being warned against by the discoveries of these things where God intervened in the past and showed his hand and might then.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what's amazing is what you're showing here.
Each one of these is specifically linked to the return of Jesus Christ to take over this world.
Exactly. In other words, what these factoids are saying, take notice, start reading your Bible and praying, and again, don't just go to your church as a social gathering to feel good about yourself and your fellows and do a few good works. Start getting right with God, which means start getting into prayer, start getting asking questions of God. And again, remember it says God's joy and his faith are inhabited by praise. You have to praise God and praise God into overcoming your cancer, your financial problems, your interpersonal problems. It's praising God that finds solutions to everything, isn't it?
That's right. Now, getting back to Noah's flood and the ark, never was there an occasion when the whole world was wiped out by a flood.
Wow.
Never before, nor since. It was an act of judgment and preservation of the faithful. And now, suddenly, the survival vessel from that event has been found. And Jesus Christ himself states that the flood and the ark are a sign for people who shall be alive to witness his return. He does say that.
Right.
Now, regarding Sodom and Gomorrah, never have cities been hit by balls of fiery brimstone and been transformed totally into ash, except these. Another unique event. And again, it was an event of judgment and mercy to the faithful. Now, suddenly, the remains are identified for the first time in history.
Right.
Again, Jesus offers the event as an example to people who will be alive to witness his second coming.
Right.
He mentions it in his discourse about the end times. It is also mentioned as an example of the time of the last judgment. Sodom and Gomorrah, it was eternal fire. And the fire that rains down eventually on judgment will be eternal fire. Now, the fire doesn't go on and on and on endlessly, but it's eternal in its effects. Those who are destroyed by it will never rise again, both in Sodom and Gomorrah and with the end times. And we have the Red Sea crossing. Only once was the sea ever parted to bring down a superpower with a mighty army and an arrogant king. It was a unique event. And the Bible says that this Israelite deliverance through the Red Sea and the associated events are examples for those people upon whom the ends of the world are come. That's our time. So is it not significant, as we enter these end times, that along with Noah's Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah, the Red Sea crossing now is revealed to this world for the first time? And then we come to Mount Sinai. Another mighty intervention was when the Creator himself descended upon a mountain, shook the earth with his presence, and before an entire assembled nation, spake and wrote on everlasting stone the Ten Commandments. Unique. And again, the location of this awesome event has now been confirmed. Could we say, at the right time. And likewise, a biblical prophecy does link this event to the return of Jesus Christ, at which time the heavens will be shaken. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, whose voice then shook the earth. But this next time, it will be to shake the heavens and the earth also. And then we come to the Ark of the Covenant. This is the fifth one. This golden chest was the most sacred object known to man, being the special place on earth upon which the divine presence rested during the theocracy of Israel. Yes, it was unique. Then it was lost for some 2,500 years. The eventual finding of this ark, it was long considered, would be an omen of the Messiah's appearance. Now it has been discovered, and under the most unusual circumstances. So there we have five major events. And God's perfect timing for those events to be discovered, physical evidence. Five major discoveries, each one hidden until now, each an example of God's past unique interventions. Now, this has come at a time when the prophecies declare he is preparing to intervene again. Now, wouldn't you call that perfect timing by God? Might not these discoveries be considered a sign that the end of man's control is fast approaching?
Yeah,
a most serious warning from our Lord that time is running out. A call from our Creator
exactly.
for us to get our act together very quickly.
Oh, yeah. And that's why your information is so vital, because people need to understand this. If you go to Before Us and you actually get these e-books and videos, you're going to spiritually wake up and realize we don't have decades or even years away. We've got months. Things are really starting to converge in the near future on things that are very, very in-your-face, catastrophically scary bad. And God's going to be there to rescue us, but we have to hear and do His will. He wants to rescue us, but if we don't have a relationship with Him, He's not going to protect us, right?
Absolutely, because he can't trust us.
Right.
Now, God's perfect timing, it's awesome. Five major discoveries, each one hidden until now, each an example of God's past interventions, discovered at the very time when the prophecies declare he's preparing to intervene again. Now, certainly, his word is truthful. It can be taken literally, as you said, Dr. Bill.
Right.
The Bible is true. The Bible does have a habit of telling the truth. And this means you can trust God's promise to help you get ready for the coming kingdom.
Right.
He is planning. And you can be confident that he loves you, everybody, and that he wants each one of us to live with him for eternity. But only those he can trust. But of course, he'll force nobody, but he will give the evidence, and then it's up to each of us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let me ask a quick question. A lot of people here in North America and the West want to escape to New Zealand. They call it I've even heard sarcastic comments by one of the guys that invented PayPal. And he calls it Apocalypse Island. He's bought an $11 million estate down there in New Zealand. But New Zealand is doing things to its own citizenry, like changing gun laws and so on, that are not nice, are they?
Oh, that's right. New Zealand will follow the rest of the world.
Right. And what people need to realize, the only escape is not into a location, but into the Lord. You know, I tell people there's a couple of basic principles you don't want to be in a big city. Downwind of a nuclear reactor, or within 25 miles on the west coast of the United States of a fault line, or 100 miles on the east coast. But it's not a matter of what country you're in, it's what relationship you have to the Lord and how he's going to lead you. And you also need to need your neighbors, so they're not only physically prepared with food, but self-defense, etc., and to have power sources. Like I've added a 20-kilowatt generator 6 years ago. I've added last year 8,500 watts of American-made solar, and I'm going to add silicon salt batteries, and I also am building what I call scalar non-lethal defense weapons. They're not guns, but they can knock someone down if they're trying to harm you, and it doesn't matter what weapons or defense they have, whether in a tank or have a three-level body armor, it's not going to stop them, including if you need to knock down a drone or a killer robot. People need to realize that you have to start letting the Lord lead you, and you know, when he led Joshua, which you know, into the land of milk and honey, people have to understand that when Joshua went in there, he didn't go there as Mr. Passive. He was dealing with Joshua and Caleb went in to see the land of the giants, all these giant creatures. But God said, you know, I'm going to give you ways of taking care of these giants, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to understand, giants are there. The giant corporations, the giant tech agencies, the giant collective And they're both on the left and the right. Don't be fooled by the fact that, you know, on the left you got the communist socialists, on the right you got people like Donald Trump are in different countries. What you have to understand is they all want totalitarian Luciferian control of you. Right?
Yep.
Not godly
yep.
control with prayer. Good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hello?
Your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
Okay, we have Jonathan. Yeah, so Jonathan, yeah. Please continue your story.
Okay. Now, I'd like to actually start up with a miracle story relating to Noah's Ark.
Right.
Back in 1959, a Turkish pilot had taken stereo photos during a routine aerial survey of the for the Geodetic Institute in Turkey.
Right.
And in these photos, a cartographer noticed a boat-shaped object. And this object was immersed in a field of lava in mountain country 12 miles south of the base of Mount Ararat. But the area where it was the mountains of Ararat.
Ah.
Which is the way it's described in the book of Genesis.
Right.
Now, amateur archaeologist Ron Wyatt was curious, and he suspected that there was more to this than just rocks. So in August 1977, Ron and his teenage sons, Danny and Ronnie, traveled to eastern Turkey. And what they saw was quite impressive. It matched the size of Noah's Ark given in the Bible. It was the right location, the mountains of Ararat. But that was not enough. There needed to be solid evidence discovered. So the object needed to be examined scientifically. But how? Because it was brutally immersed. It was covered over. And so Ron said to his friends when he got back to America, I don't know what to do. The object's totally buried. It's just too big for me to uncover. A comparable size would be that of a medium-sized United States Navy aircraft carrier. Pretty big.
Wow.
He spoke to a small group of trusted friends, and they decided to pray for an earthquake. And an earthquake that would somehow expose the object for what it was, but would not hurt anyone. Well, a few months later, and the timing actually was November 25, 1978, at 3 minutes to 11 in the morning, an earthquake pushed the object out of the ground. Its walls were now upthrust some 20 feet out of the earth, and no one was killed.
Wow.
Now, the villagers were no strangers to earthquake, but this one was considered different. It was preceded by the sky turning silver, and suddenly the blue sky quickly turned silver, and people in the streets looking up at it. People got out of their houses, and everyone was safely outside, and when they were all safe, the earthquake took place. And do you know that the Turkish newspapers called it a miracle, an earthquake like no other earthquake they'd ever known? What happened was the mountain moved and left the object high and dry above the mountain instead of covered by it. Remember how Jesus said if you have enough faith, you could move mountains?
Right.
And God did it. He answered a prayer.
Amazing.
Okay, and so from its tomb, it was now raised from the dead, you might say. Now, the hill itself had been called the Last Judgment, which is an interesting name for a hill. And it was resurrected. Was this a sign of the resurrection of the end times?
Wow.
Anyway, this sky that got the people safely outside all their houses was the miracle that took place before. And this was, firstly, a direct answer to prayer, and secondly, a fulfillment of Jesus' promise that if you have enough faith, a mountain will move. Well,
right.
Actually, in the nearby village, people said, this is a bad omen, let's get out of here. And 20 households got up and left the area. And soon after this, the name of the village was changed to Stir Up, translated into English. That boat thing, said a local farmer, it came up and ruined my field.
Wow.
Well, within a few months, Wyatt was on site. And when he had visited the previous year, the object was distinctly visible now. But the sides were no longer even with the terrain. The earthquake had dropped the solidified mud flow from around the object and revealed the sides and rib timbers.
Right.
And in succeeding seasons, the covering mud would erode away, leaving behind exposed ends of columns projecting out from inside the walls.
Right.
Now, while popular expeditions were still focusing on Mount Ararat proper, Ron Wyatt kept returning to this rejected site some 12 miles to the south. In fact, he would return eventually more than 30 times. And I've lost count of the times I've been there myself with my own expeditions.
Right.
We came away with cartloads of evidence. It was indeed a boat, and it matched the details of Noah's Ark precisely. Now, very soon something else is going to happen. We'll get into that on a future broadcast, but definitely the Noah's Ark site deserves a lot of investigation, and Jesus used it as an omen for his return.
Right.
Now, we could say the same for Sodom and Gomorrah. And when I first, I don't think we've got enough time to go into this, but that is a second site. Now, I was skeptical, as I've said to you before, but the skeptics actually were, many of them were Christians. And looking at the, investigating the whole matter, I can see jealousy coming up. People who are getting raising money to go to the wrong site, and suddenly an amateur comes in under their noses and discovers something with evidence that they couldn't find where they were going.
Ah.
And jealousy is right through their attacks. It's a terrible thing, unfortunately.
Right.
But we've got to be honest. Those religious leaders, and I'm not going to name them, but they're well known, have been attacking Wyatt and saying that he did it for money. Of course, when he sold everything he had in order to continue the work, there was no money involved. And when he when he died, his wife didn't have money to pay for the funeral. Other people came and helped. So there was it was not a money-making thing.
Right.
It was a genuine act of God, and he was a privileged man to be involved.
Right.
And when I asked him, how come you have found this? He said, it's not me. He said, God has promised that he will choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Those wise men, God could have chosen them. I'm a foolish man, but I don't deserve to have been chosen, but I give all the glory to God. That was his attitude.
Wow. Interesting, eh?
Very interesting. Yeah. In doing this, we find that many excavations would take place later. A wreck salvage expert who used to dive for wrecks off the American coast, David Fassold, he joined in and he helped and was a great blessing at the time. And he brought in radar and metal detectors and so on. And they found a consistent pattern inside the boat shape. And they found by radar that there were three decks. Three decks in it, just as the Bible says.
Right.
And the two top decks, under the pressure of all the mud lava flow that had turned to soil, had under that pressure, they had collapsed on top of the third bottom deck. And yet the radar could pick up passageways and cages and a huge lot of rooms along the sides of the passageway, a big door in the side as well, and all of that was still there. And so what happened was the Turkish government came up and had a special ceremony. The governor of that province in Turkey declared this the worldwide heritage spot, the Noah's Ark Historical Park.
Right.
And they now have a road sign pointing up to it from down on the main highway which crosses the border into Iran. And that sign says Nuhan Gemisi. Now, I don't know if I pronounced the Turkish very well, but it's spelt that way, Nuhan Gemisi, and what it means is Noah's Big Boat. And that is officially on the maps now of Turkey.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep. And this is why I'm so excited, because now permission has been given to do something that's never been done before.
Yeah. Well,
and
I'm
that is to enter the structure by a dig into the remains. And no one has entered that structure since the time of Noah. So we're excitedly looking forward to this in the coming months. It would certainly be a wonderful thing to stand inside the structure for the first time in thousands of years.
Wow. Now, the parallel is Noah's Ark and his sons, it says, were perfect in their generations, which means they weren't genetically altered by all the other individuals in the world.
That's
so
right.
Noah and his sons were called, and if you actually study ancient Hebrew, it means they were not genetically modified.
No.
Everybody else on Earth had been some way or another genetically modified or had hybridized because they had ancient DNA technology. In fact, you know, I won't get into it, all the specifics, but that means that the similar thing is coming now. They now, with CRISPR-Cas9 policies and this idea of the show called The Feed, they want to not only chip you, they also want to be able to actually hack into your consciousness, but they also want to start altering the genes. For example, the British 3 years ago said they could actually generate a child with up to something like 40 different parents. So they can take individual chromosomes, even mitochondria now, and assemble a child from the specific chromosomes on the, if you want to call it, the gene end plate. That's scary. It also means that they can actually bring transgenes in from other different phyla species and genera to create transhumans that are not human anymore, but are transhumans. And they can even interface it now with the cybernetic supercomputers so they can actually create transhuman cybots, or basically cybernetic beings that are connected to the supernet, if you want to call it. That's where we're at right now, isn't it?
Yes, and this was one of the reasons why God destroyed the old world.
Right. In fact, the same thing is coming back. It says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man. So what we're seeing right now with the discovery of Noah's Ark is a similar informational ark God is going to create so that those who are perfect in the generations won't be genetically altered or hacked into by the cybernetic matrix. Does that make sense? So that's why I think this truth is coming out, because God is saying, there was this previous ark, and I had my people rescued in it. I'm going to give you a new ark to get you away from the disaster that's coming against the human race, right?
That's right. He has given this as his first world event of the past to prepare us for the world event of the coming time now.
Exactly. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go to BEFORE, beforeus.com. Get these amazing books. Get them a great Christmas presents. They're e-books. You can make an e-book celebration and get them to your friends, neighbors, and videos. They're essential reading every 2 weeks on the last show on Wednesdays. We have Jonathan on. We have more shows in December coming up. I think at least two more shows before Christmas. Thank you, Jonathan. Amazing. I always learn things. And tomorrow coming up, we have Ryan Face back on our NutriMeds, Gary Richard Arnold on our Connecting the Dots on the Special Intel Agencies, and a special appearance again by Susan Lindauer, CIA operative and put in prison by General Powell before 9/11, as or before it even happened, under the Patriot Act. We're going to be back tomorrow with more Intel revelations.